When St. John and St. Peter cured the crippled man, everyone was amazed at what they could do. Yet, listen to what St. Peter said. Why are you amazed at this? Why do you look so intently at us as if we had made him walk by our own power or piety? St. Peter reminded the people that it is not us who are somehow or some type of magicians, huh? We don't do magic. We offer the person in faith, and in the name of Christ Jesus, we are healed. But much more than that, St. Peter reminded us that true healing, it not just physical healing. I think this is where a lot of Catholics and Christians fall short. We think that somehow God is only there to heal the physical impossibilities from disease. Yeah, those things could happen. But the greatest thing that he could do for each and every one of us is healed our soul, healed our spirit, healed our being deep from within so that we know who we are. He help us to be sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father, to be faithful at his disciples, and as well to be effective instruments of the Holy Spirit. And the gospel reading today, it's the second part of that encounter that wrote to Emmaus. While the disciples were trying to recount what had happened along the way to Emmaus, and how they recognize him in the breaking of bread, for us too, as Catholics. While we are trying to pray and to reflect what he had done, he stand in their midst, said the gospel, and said, "Peace be with you." If you don't believe me, open the scriptures and see that every time Jesus appears to his disciples after the resurrection, he said, "Peace be with you." Why? Because they were fearful. Because they had their reservation, because they were like us. Human beings have their doubts, their questions, their fears, their reservations. And that's why Jesus affirmed their faith by affirming to them that their peace is given by him. Peace be with you. Are you at peace with who you are, with being in the presence of God and being his disciples? Or is your heart troubled? If our heart is troubled, recount what had taken place at Mass, what he had given to us, his body, his blood, his everything. First, in the scripture, and second, through the sacrament of the Eucharist. Recount what God had done for us and recognize that what are going on around us is not a coincidence or not of our own power, but that everything is of grace because Christ Jesus wants to heal us deep from within so that we can be restored and be truly healed and to live in the freedom of God, to be his sons and daughters, to be his disciples, and to be his instrument to our fullest capacity, and to be free from the enslavement of this world.